My dear friends, we live in a day and age when so much changes so rapidly, and we are constantly bombarded with all sorts of stimuli that compete for our attention. They're called sound bites. The media, Hollywood, marketers, anyone, they try to grab our attention with these quick little bursts of information or images, something visual that is going to hopefully capture and retain our attention. But of course, it only keeps our attention until the next soundbite comes along. And so we live in this world of chaos, of confusion, where everything's just bombarding us with all these different stimuli. It's not unlike the world in which the man born blind lived. Because without the ability to see, he was completely reliant on what others told him, the way others led him, what he was able to gather from the chaos and the confusion that results from darkness. Our world is in darkness. This man lived in darkness. So often we ourselves are in darkness if we are without the guidance of God. God does not confuse us. God never tricks us. He is always constant and clear and always wants to lead us from darkness into light, from healing or from sickness into healing and life. It's interesting that the scriptures give us so many images today. The image in the first reading is of Samuel, who goes to anoint the new king. And of course, he sees the first of Jesse's sons and assumes that this is the one God has chosen, because he sees with his eyes. And yet scripture tells us God sees our heart, our soul. Only the Lord can gaze into the deepness of our inner being and see what's there. But that's what's important to God. Not the outward appearance, but what we're truly made of on the inside. And so eventually, listening to God, Samuel gets it. He recognizes, because he is now attuned to God's vision, David. He sees David. And he recognizes in David, because of David's purity of heart, that he is the anointed one. He is the chosen one. He is the one who will lead the people of Israel and be the great king that is celebrated throughout the ages. Without the Lord, we have no sight. We are blind. But if we accept Jesus in our lives, if we recommit once again to follow the Lord, even though we sin, even though we fail, even though we are weak, even though we don't always understand what's happening, if we commit to God and say, Lord, as best I can with your grace, I will follow you. Then we begin to see with a vision of God. Then the world becomes clearer, especially to our hearts. And all those different sound bites and all that clutter and all that chaos that confuses us and gives us a headache, it all dissipates because we have the sure vision of the Lord in our lives for the first time or once again. And then from darkness, we are led into light. Into the light that brings us life. And the interesting thing about following the Lord is that when we are in darkness, we're motivated by fear. That blind man was probably afraid most of the time because he never knew who was in front of him until they announced themselves. He never knew what circumstances surrounded him. He probably had a pretty good sixth sense. He probably was able to have a heightened awareness of hearing and of a sensory perception that allowed him to make his world livable, so to speak. But yet, he was limited, wasn't he? And so he always had to fear what would happen next. But God turns that fear into courage. God gave him the courage to stand in front of the Pharisees, the learned people of the day, and proclaim the truth of how he had been healed. And even though he did not have complete knowledge, he was still able to recognize the truth because he now saw with God's grace. And he was able to say, but this prophet who healed me has to be of God, because he does such miraculous things. And the Pharisees would not believe him, and still he stands up for Jesus. He evangelizes, he spreads the gospel, even though he doesn't completely understand it yet. Isn't it amazing? So often we are tempted to think that we are limited, but God always sees our potential. God always sees our gifts. God always wants us to step out in faith, and he gives us the courage to do so. It's interesting if we contrast that man who was cured of his blindness with his parents. Because his parents, they still live in fear. They fear being expelled by the Jews, and so they cannot even stand up for their own son. They say, well, ask him. He is of age. He'll tell you what happened, even though they know full well how their son was cured and who cured him. They're still afraid. They're still motivated by fear. But the man who is cured of his blindness, he is motivated by courage. And so he stands his ground. And he is rewarded. He comes to know who Jesus is. And that, my dear friends, is an important part of our healing, of our vision, of our coming into the light as well. God wants to heal us. He wants to make us better than who we are, because he has a purpose, because he has a plan, because he wants to bring us to a greater happiness and holiness than we could have on our own without God. And so this courageous man who has been cured can now worship Jesus. He has the grace to ask, well, who is this Son of Man, that I might believe in him? And Jesus says, I am the one standing in front of you. And he immediately worships the Lord. He recognizes Jesus. My dear friends, God has each and every one of us on an amazing journey this Lent right now. Because he wants to bring us from darkness into light. He wants to bring us from sickness into health. He wants to bring us from whatever limitations we have in our lives to courage to be the son, the daughter that the Lord is creating us to be. All he asks of us this day is to step out in faith, to accept the grace that he gives us in this Eucharist, in his word, in our community, in our lives. So that especially when we are tempted to allow the darkness to overcome us, we can remember the Son of Man stands before us. And he says, I am in your midst and I am with you. I will never abandon you. And then we have the courage to become the people he calls us to be, then we have found true life.